Then Gloria, and then, okay.
Well, the color that first came to my mind was yellow. And it's because of the brightness in this room, and that's just the first color that came to my mind. That's it or more.
Okay, and how does it relate to crosstalk?
Oh, how does it relate to crosstalk? This is what I get for going first. because I think because everybody thinks something different.
Okay.
And they're all going to say something different. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. The next person, Shirley.
Good afternoon, chosen family. I'm Shirley, compulsive eater.
Hi, Shirley.
Purple. Peace and serenity. I love purple. My bedroom is painted purple, and when I'm in that room, it's like...
Take your mask off. So
oh, I forgot. It's just become a part of my wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so purple is the color that I wrote, and I like it because it's peace and serenity for me. And I feel that when I'm on one of those Zoom meetings or in face-to-face, which I haven't been for a long time, that I just need to sit there and be at peace and feel the serenity that's going within. Flowing within me, and let that other person do and be what they need to be doing, and mind my own business at the moment. It was very difficult for me to learn in the beginning because I had an opinion about everything. I knew all that stuff, and I knew nothing. So I've learned to keep my mouth shut. So,
okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Next.
Hi, everybody. Rhonda, compulsive eater.
Hi, Rhonda.
And I wrote down the color blue. I guess I felt like, as it refers to, that blue gives me clarity. And that's what See How gives me is, a clear mind and a willingness to accept the crosstalk guidelines and embrace them and to practice. You know, it's by practicing when I make a mistake at a meeting and call somebody out by their name or their experience that I'm reminded that I need to just say thank you. And, or that this, if someone does a positive share, just say how it's expressed in what the handout we got that, I might have a similar experience, but to just speak to my own experience rather than someone else's.
Next. Oh, Gloria was first. Gloria.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Okay. First of all, I'm Gloria Griffin, compulsive reader.
Welcome, Gloria.
And I was one of those persons that couldn't hear, so I didn't know she said, think about a color. But when she said, write your color down, immediately I wrote down red. And how it relates to crosstalk is, when I be on that phone bridge meeting, and I be hearing that malarkey going on, I see red, and I have to call my sponsor. And with my sponsor, I'm not crosstalking. I am saying, this is what happened, and this is how I feel, because I have to get it out, because if I don't call my sponsor, I want to get on that phone bridge and say, hush your mouth talking about other people's and saying the same thing over. So I'm just... That's red. It's just, I be seeing blood. So,
that's why I'm just going to be honest.
Okay. Next.
I'll go after him.
Okay.
I'll be a compulsive eater. Yeah, I didn't think about this very much. It's just up subconscious. My color was peach. I'm a compulsive eater. I guess the other choice would have been orange. I didn't think about that.
Next. And by the way, we're going around to everybody in the room, so, we should be able to do that.
Okay, so
plastic mess. So.
Oh. I wrote down the color purple as well. Not the crosstalk, but I wrote purple because it just reminded me of royalty. And I feel like when I'm listening to all that crosstalk going on, I can rise above and be like royal and just kind of keep my mouth closed and practice self-control and focus. Those are the two words that went with the crosstalk. So.
Thanks. Come on. He's next, and then you.
Hi, everybody. Jason, compulsive eater.
Hi, Jason.
I immediately thought of yellow because I was looking right at you, and your jacket is yellow. What does that have to do with crosstalk? I'm not really sure. Something that came to mind was when I'm listening to somebody talk, I'm really analyzing what they're saying. I'm imagining the stories. I'm thinking about what they're telling me. I have thoughts about it. I have opinions about it. I think the jacket looks great, not to crosstalk. But and it's hard, as I just did, or as I just proved, like not to share those things. So it's actually, many times, crosstalk is an active, not crosstalking is an active process. Because when I'm not thinking about it, I mean, I'm just talking about everything around me and all the people that I see and hear. So it takes a little work and action on my part.
Thanks.
So my name is Renee, and I am a compulsive eater.
Remove your mask. Remove your mask. Your mask.
Oh, thank you. I wrote down yellow, and I think as it pertains to crosstalk, so that I'll slow down. You know that between red and green is yellow, and you start to slow down, and so. That's how I think it pertains to crosstalk, but it didn't even occur to me. I was thinking of yellow because it's a bright color, and I love bright colors, so that's what I was thinking about, the brightness of the information that we're getting here, or for me. Thank you.
Thanks. Next.
Hi again, Carmen, food addict, compulsive eater, and I was thinking about blue, also clarity. I can relate to that. But what struck me, you know, thinking about crosstalk is that it's really something that I need to carry over in my personal life just day to day. And I've really tried to work on not giving an opinion unless I'm asked. So it's almost like, again, like a process of like filtering myself. If I'm in a conversation with someone outside of the rooms and something comes up and I kind of want to like, I want to give that advice. I want to have something really, I have so much wisdom about that. You know, I want to share that. And I have to, I'm teaching myself in my old age, now I'm 54, I'm finally figuring it out that not everyone really wants my opinion, you know, unless they ask me. And recently, I've been working on this so much that my 15-year-old, a few weeks ago, he told me that one of his good friends is changing schools for next year for high school, and that everyone's kind of giving him a hard time about it. And I said, well, what did you say? And he said, well, Mom, I thought about what you said to me, which is if someone doesn't ask my opinion, they probably don't want it. So instead I said, I'm here to support you, whatever decision you make. And I just was like, you know, floored. And it's sort of like my own crosstalk with just people outside of the rooms, which is giving my opinion or giving my input based on what they've said, you know, and kind of taking it on for myself. And if I could do that all the time, and if I would have learned this lesson years ago, I would have stayed out of a hell of a lot of trouble, but better late than never. So thank you for this workshop. It's, oops, I did it. I could say thank you for sharing, right? I could say thank you. It's brought me an insight that I don't think I would have had otherwise today.
Next.
Hi, I'm Kim, compulsive eater.
Hi.
Whenever somebody, I got blue, because blue is peace. Nothing disrupts my peace like somebody giving me advice I didn't ask for. I mean, I go from zero to really pissed off in about 10 seconds. Whenever someone says to me, now don't take this the wrong way, but they are getting ready to skewer you. And anytime someone treats me to their opinion after I've shared something and I felt peaceful enough to share it, I'm reminded of a quote that I heard only recently by an author. Help is the sunny side of control. So that person, when you've just shared and talked about yourself, is controlling the conversation. They're controlling it, probably making it about them. And it's control. So it kind of helped me to know why I go from zero to really pissed off in about 10 seconds. I want to stay blue.
Next. Come on.
Hi, I'm Diane. I'm a compulsive eater and a bulimic.
Hi, Bon.
And I live in Las Vegas, but I'm from Connecticut. And I came into program in 1985, and I did gray sheet. And when I closed my eyes, the first color I saw was gray. It took me a while to try to make an association as to why did I think gray. Well, in gray sheet, we weigh and measure no matter what. Mm-hmm. And we don't crosstalk, and we don't give opinions. And as, well, this is crosstalk, but the girl who just preceded me, I feel the same way when somebody wants to start giving me advice, and then I have to look at myself. When I start to tell you, I am trying to control. I can see that very clearly. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, then you. Yeah.
I'm David. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, David.
Thank you for your service. I saw blue, like many others, and for me, blue is spirit. And how that relates to crosstalk is when, if I review when I crosstalk, it's either to correct someone else's crosstalk, or it's because I don't think my story is good enough for your ears, and I have to make it better. But that's me judging the work of spirit. And so I try to remember that. So if now, when I'm in a good place and I hear crosstalk, I share recovery as best as I can without mentioning, I lead by example. I don't say, oh, speaker Steve, I really loved your story. It was so great how crazy you said you were. And Steve thinks, I wasn't crazy. And here I think I'm being positive, and really I'm just saying, hi, I'm crazy, and I think everyone else is, too. Anyway, thanks.
Thanks.
Whoops. I'm Joan. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Joan.
And my color was yellow. And if I were to make this crosstalk, I would say it reminded me of the yellow jacket of our leader and competent speaker here that has volunteered to talk to all of us and share her wisdom with us. Not crosstalk, I would say I had an after image of yellow when I closed my eyes. Period.
Wow. Next. Here. Sign.
Joan, did you sign the document? Waiver.
So I'm Marari and I'm a compulsive eater. Thank you for being here. You know, I'm reading these notes, and outside issues divide us, right? And anything specific to me that separates me from you, like a sports team, my college, my political affiliation, my religion, any of that conversation divides me from you and takes me away from my compulsive eating and my recovery. And I think the key is to remember, how can I further the message? How can I connect to spirit so that I can stay humble and talk about my program and my recovery? And, you know, I thought of Red. I didn't do the meditation, but I did think of Red, and it's very much connected to me for personal reasons. But one of the questions that I always have is, when and how do you handle when people break the crosstalk thing, right? So when somebody says, I know this is crosstalk, but how do you handle it in that moment? And so it's kind of like calling someone in or calling someone out. And I've seen it, you know, I've been in program for a while, so I've seen people being called out, which humiliates that person. And sometimes they never come back. And I think sometimes tenderly calling that person in afterwards and sharing the experience, strength, and hope that we have so that it could be a learning experience. And I think that's the key, is being kind, being generous, and keeping all of us in the same room, because that's the key. It's like, how do we stay in the room and not exclude people? So thank you for letting me share.
Thanks. Okay, next. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Joyce, compulsive eater from Irvine, California. So the first color I thought was gold, your jacket. I don't know if it's yellow or gold, but anyway, it was that kind of color that came to me. But what I thought about is in terms of crosstalk or not crosstalk is it's like the gold standard. What can be our highest level that we can be spiritually in the program? Because if I'm doing crosstalk, it's like I'm calling attention to myself. And if I'm really going to be humble, I'm pridefully humble, that's really crazy. If I'm really going to be humble, I'm not going to draw attention to myself by, you know, saying, oh, I relate to you, or I'm like that, or, you know, I think it's a friendly thing, but, you know, it's breaking tradition, and it's kind of screwing with the program. So anyway, to be the gold standard would be to, you know, not do that. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm Cheryl. I'm a compulsive eater. I saw yellow, which to me is joy and happiness. I think yellow rooms are bright and sunny, and I like it. But listening, I've been thinking, I once read a great article that I was actually trying to find, and I couldn't find it, but the article was something about, I hate to tell you this, but your words aren't saying what you think they're saying. And it was how you start off, you know, like when someone says, no offense, but they're going to offend you. And if someone says, I hate to tell you, but, they love to tell you, right? Or if someone says, I don't want to say I told you so, but, you know, and so thinking about, oh, don't take this the wrong way. Yeah, I know exactly how I'm going to take it. But this thing of, I don't want to crosstalk, but falls exactly into that category. I don't want to crosstalk, but good. Then don't. Thank you.
Thanks. Anybody else that has not? Okay.
My name's Linda. I'm a compulsive eater. I thought of white. And not only white, but bright white, like a light. I don't know. That was just in my mind. And I was thinking, because before that, I was thinking, how can I be an example? How can I stop the crosstalk that's going on in my meetings if it should happen? And I was thinking, well, the best way I know of to be an example, to just not do it myself and to model it so that people, the newcomers and everyone who comes to our meeting knows that that's how we, that's not what we do.
Thanks.
Thanks. Renee, recovering compulsive eater.
Hi, Renee.
And boy, there were so many colors that resonated with me, but I think the one that really stands out is brown. You know, that's one of the hues in at least in my higher power surrounding. It's a neutralizing color. It's also calming. And for me, it helps to relieve and release me of that stress and that anxiety. And as it pertains to crosstalk, you know, when I am surrounded by that, when I'm at meetings where that is happening, I am able to just revert back into that calm environment, that soothing environment. And, you know, it's an opportunity to just connect with my higher power and, you know, letting go and letting God. You know, who am I to judge? So thank you.
Thanks. Anybody else that has not, that wants to? Okay, we got it.
Hi, I'm BM, a compulsive eater.
Hi,
Jay. Honestly, I didn't even pick a color. I was distracted. And as I heard everybody share, I thought, okay, then I'm going to think about clear. Clear. So it's clear to me that we don't crosstalk. It's reminded at every meeting, as far as I remember. So if I have that need to jump in and even say anything, I need to stop. Whatever it is. So it is clear to me. I think that's what was going on in my head. Clear, clear, clear that we don't crosstalk. So we can keep these rooms safe. And I feel very safe. Thank you.
Thanks. Did we get everybody? Anybody left out? Okay, you didn't hear. Well, did you get it? Yeah. You don't want to? That's okay. We'll let you go this time. We'll get you next time. So what? Oh. Thank you. You're one of us that don't do that. Okay. Now, I guess you didn't hear my color. One of my favorite colors, my very favorite color that's all over the house, and I have three of them that's all over the house, and they're all light colors, but one of my favorite colors is orange. I mean, I got orange in all over the house in different places, and the other one is green. My children call me the green lady, because I have green, you know, all over. But orange is, for me, the reason I have chose orange is a healing color. It's one of the colors that's used for healing and for deep concentration and meditation. And in regards to crosstalk, that's what I have to bring into my thoughts, is that I'm not in this program to hurt anybody or harm anybody, and to remember that I don't want to stop their healing by something that I say in some way that I do things within the program or outside of the program. So that's what that color means for me. Now I guess you want to know, so what does she want you to do with all of this? I want to suggest, I don't want you to do, because never, I even tell my kids that before I start to say something, I said, don't do this because it may not be good for you. And they start laughing, and say, Mom, what is it? I said, don't do this or that. And we just have a big laugh. But I said, I suggest, because I learned that from the program. You suggest that people do things. And you said, nobody wants you to tell them what to do. Nobody on earth really wants you to tell them what to do. But they may ask you to tell them what you do, but they don't want you to tell them. So I suggest, this is my suggestion for you. See what in your color that's there for you. Let this be your program goal to use that color for the next year, one day at a time. If you can put it somewhere where you can see that color. If I can write somewhere and stick it on my refrigerator or something orange, that's going to remind me to keep my program simple and stay out of other people's stuff, and not get so caught up in trying to respond. So for the next whole year, when you come back to the conference, I'm going to walk up to you and say, "Have you used that color? is it working in your life?" So that's what I'm going to ask you to do. And would you be willing to keep your color to yourself? It's not, that's just what crosstalk is all about. Not going out there and saying, okay, I shared this in this talk workshop, and this is what I said. Now you need to do that too, and that is going to help you. This is what and Loretta said that this, and Loretta said this, and this is what we're to do. Keep your color to yourself for a whole year. Work on it every day. Write it down and focus on it every day. Not to tell your children, your spouse, or your family, they don't want to listen anyway, but anyway, and your friends, your coworkers. None of that. Just do this for you. And in a year's time, see what this color and what this has done for you to improve or help you in your life journey in this program. Okay? Now, we're probably over time. And we're not? Okay. But it's time for us to start to wrap up. And before I wrap up, is there any burning desires? Are there any burning desires from anybody?
I made a connection after I sat down and thought about it. You might
need to come to the mic to say that.
Can you hear me?
Well, he's the one that has to hear you.
Thank you. I just made a connection as we were sitting there when I said, Gracie, and weigh and measure no matter what. And then the connection came to me when you said, keep this color and make it remind you of this meeting. This color reminds me, no crosstalk, no matter what.
Wow.
And I think that I can remember that.
Wow. That is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Okay, I want to thank all of you for coming. Oh, someone else? Okay. For coming to this workshop and attending it. Again, we got a few flyers left if you would take them all, because I don't want to fly them back to Dallas. So, no, I won't do that probably. But anyway, and thanks for sharing your experience, strength, and hope, and for allowing me to be the leader for this workshop. And before we close, let's have a silent, quiet, close your eyes prayer for the other person that was supposed to help me with leading this workshop. Amen. Let's close with a prayer. Let's do the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. Amen. All right.